sounding good. Here with the goal of trying to put a little tap in your toe, a little smile on your face. Every Arizona homeowner's happy place. Rosie on the house.
Our article in the Arizona Republic is thus far seemingly very well received. We've even had a realtor write in wanting to know if they can use that article in their newsletter. Top 10 frequently asked questions we get here at Rosie on the House. And the answer is yes.
Somebody actually wrote it and asked to use it. I see it reused all over the place, which is fine. The right information, we just need to get it out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is appreciated if you credit it or link it back to the article that where it's originally posted on our website. But
we're getting over our rough relationship with the Arizona Realtors.
You had a rough relationship with
them? A lot of them didn't think very much of me for a long time.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Because?
Well, because so many of them were using unlicensed contractors to do their real estate flips. I kept telling people, don't buy flip homes unless you can prove that there was a permit pulled and a licensed contractor did the work.
They don't like that.
Well, it kind of tweaked some realtors' noses out of place. And so I was kind of like their little beating boy for about 6 months. Not all of them, but there's some of them, you know. So glad to see they're coming back into the fold, because there's nothing better than a professional realtor to take care of your real estate transactions in Arizona. You just got to make sure with all these flip homes that have been flipped that a permit was pulled. That's public record. You can find that out. And whoever did the work was a licensed contractor. If you can't prove those two things, do not buy the flip. I cannot tell you the nightmares we have seen in the last few years. Oh, am I getting on a soapbox now? This is my soapbox? It's a flipping soapbox. Oh, man. And you know, you had so many realtors out there trying to teach people how to flip. And one of the first things they teach you in that class is to get the work done as cheap as possible. Not all realtors were saying that, but enough of them were saying it that we've got a lot of covered liabilities sitting in homes that weren't properly remodeled. So please, as a buyer, I'm just saying, proceed with caution. Shall we jump into this list?
Let's do it. So our top 10.
Our top 10 list. These are the top 10 do-it-yourself questions we received in 2015.
Are we starting from 10 going up to 1, or are we starting at 1 going down to 10?
I think we'll just kind of jump around.
Okay.
But one of the most common questions people ask me all the time, and we do have callers loading up, and I am going to get you. We've got Joe and Larry and a call from Prescott. We'll get to y'all. Just hang on one sec, okay? Which pipe should I plumb my house with?
What are my options?
Primarily PEX or copper. And I would tell you folks that if I filled a room with all the Rosie certified plumbers, Intelligent Design, Air Conditioning and Plumbing in Tucson, Woods Plumbing in Tucson, Babcock Plumbing in Phoenix, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing in Phoenix, Thunderbird Plumbing in Phoenix. If I put all my certified plumbers in the state in one room, and I said, by a show of hands, plumbers, which of you like copper better, and which of you like PEX better, it would almost be exactly divided, 50-50. And you would know the difference if you just asked them their age.
Old school copper.
If you're a plumber, 40 and younger, you're a big fan of PEX. 45 and older, you're pretty much in the copper family. So I can only answer this question one way. If you have to replumb your house, you're probably going to be a little bit more cost effective going in a PEX product. But if I'm building, remodeling, or replumbing my personal residence, it's going to be copper. That's the best way I can answer that question.
Either way, oftentimes when you do a replumb, the lines are then run up into the attic because the old lines underground are abandoned that are underneath the concrete slab. If they go into the attic, over-insulate those pipes. You won't get hot water in the winter. You won't get cold water in the summer. You insulate those pipes in that attic.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, from there, we'll get back to this list. But right now, why don't we take our first caller who's been waiting very patiently, bring Larry into the conversation. Good morning, Larry. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Rosie. How you doing today?
Hey, really well, really well. Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Tucson area.
Ah, nice. You have as pretty a day down there as we got up here right now?
It's beautiful out there today. Nice to see the sun again.
Oh, gosh. Wasn't that a weather event? Larry, I've pulled you up and I've asked you to give me your question with exactly 7 seconds left in this segment. So I hate to do it, but I'm going to have to put you back on hold. That's totally my fault. My bad, but I promise. After this break, you're number one.
Okay, thank you.